Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, today's topic is that CPS overregulates parents and underregulates parents. Who's to blame? Why can't they be consistent? That's what we're talking about today. It's infuriating. If you want to contact me, you can reach me at 347-326-958. You can join the show by live air that way. Or if you just are not a person that would like to call in, then you can go ahead and message me on Facebook on my Blame Girl page on this thread about the show. And then I'm also monitoring my Twitter. Blame Girls with an S just mentioned me, and if you have a comment, I'll read it on air. And hopefully I can get Blog Talk Radio chat room to work because I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties today. So sorry, I've been off air for a few weeks. I've moved my show to Saturday to avoid having to miss my show, but I'm still having to miss my show, and I'm sorry about that. I'd like to be here and give you a consistent show on a weekly basis other than, you know, a few breaks here and there for holidays and just time off as needed. But I'm just having a hard time doing that. Hopefully we can get to that point and you'll have me, the pleasure of listening to me, I'm just kidding, every week. So back to the topic at hand. CPS overregulates parents, and CPS underregulates parents. They mess up a lot. Who's to blame? Well, first, this is what really got CPS on my radar this week, and that is the tale of the Duggars, the Duggar family. If you're not familiar with the Duggar family, they are stars of a show on the Learning Channel, TLC, called 19 Kids and Counting, and they believe you should be fruitful and multiply, obviously, because they have 19 kids. And they're very anti-gay rights and very pro-life, obviously. But in addition to being wholesome and having all these good Christian family values, what happened this week was their son basically confessed to doing something 14, 15 years ago, back in 2003, and that was molest his little sister. And there were five to be exact. And from what I can tell, I think that was all of his sisters at the time. He would go in and touch them when they were sleeping, you know, on the breast area and other places. And he did this while they were sleeping, kind of like Bill Cosby, you know, does now. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there. But seriously, he actually, you know, I don't, it would be slightly normal for a sibling to do that at a younger age and not to such a younger sibling. But the fact that he was a big teenager boy touching on his little girl sister, that's weird. And so the way it was handled was dad gave him a stern talking to and made him do some, like, work with someone. And then he went to a facility where he was, quote-unquote, treated. It turns out the guy who ran the treatment center was later, or I believe he was arrested for pedophilia. And then also later the Duggars went to a police officer and talked about it in 2006 when they were getting ready to be, you know, TV stars. They talked to the police about it, and the police officer they talked to was a family friend, and he pretty much dismissed it, and he was later arrested for child porn. So it's like birds of a feather flock together, and, you know, this type of behavior, it just doesn't seem like it was taken seriously within the Duggar clan, these people who have all these other people under their supervision that they are supposed to be protecting. Now, I ask you, why wasn't CPS all in their business back in 2006? Actually, they were paid a visit by the Department of Human Services in Arkansas, and then the department was later sued by the Duggars. So, and then, you know, the investigation just kind of went away. Nothing really, you know, came as a result of the investigation. I don't understand it. They have this cult-like following. A lot of people have become apologists for this dude who touched the sisters. No one's talking about the sisters. And it's all over the national media, yet I haven't seen a story where CPS is knocking on their door recently, because you have this family who basically swept under the rug a serious thing, and you have our authorities not doing anything about it. Now, there's another, you know, why didn't authorities do anything about it, or why aren't they doing anything about it now? Maybe they are. Maybe as a result of, you know, there's petitions online and things like that that maybe will effectuate some type of change. Okay, I have to say that if you're trying to call, I really don't know what's wrong with my my computer. Something keeps crashing. My computer's Shockwave, and I think it's because of Blog Talk Radio, which is unfortunate because that's a hot broadcast, but I'm going to keep trying to reboot it if you're trying to call. And if you're trying to reach me otherwise, I'm having trouble with my internet, so I apologize about that. Nothing ever goes smoothly, it seems like, when you produce your own show. It's really tough. So anyway, this is a case of under-regulation. Now, another story that, so we can look at this entity in Arkansas, this DHS, this Department of Human Services, and, oh, wow, this is really something new, computer maybe crashing, but that's okay, at least I can still broadcast by phone, I just won't be able to take any calls, unfortunately, so. I'll keep at it. I think I'm just going to go ahead and try to reboot my computer. I think some of the research I did this morning just did something to my computer. Or maybe my computer is just old, to be honest. It's really old. So maybe that's it. Nonetheless, back to the topic at hand. Sorry, I don't want to be distracted while I'm broadcasting, but I want to be online and on air for you to be able to call. So, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and try to reboot and see if that helps. So, while that's rebooting, you'll have my attention full and complete. Okay. So, this was all before the Duggars. This all took place before the Duggars even appeared on TV. And it was also found out that, like, you know, they were going to be on Oprah. And Oprah, she did her own investigation and found out about these charges. And she didn't have them on the show as a result. I know where I was. I'm so sorry. So distracted by my computer problems. I was telling you about this entity, the CPS agency in Arkansas, who did a little investigation, but then they didn't follow through with it, and they were sued by the Duggars. So this agency, another state rep, I don't have his name up in front of me, or did I write it down? Yeah, it was the Harris case. That's what I was trying to pull up, and I wonder if it's that article. But it's an article through Ross Story about this Arkansas entity, the DHS. And there is a state litigator there, Harris is his last name. He and his wife, they're very conservative Christian, very quote-unquote family-oriented. They have their own family. Well, what they did was they adopted three girls into their family, and ended up, the article through Raw Story was quoting people who worked with them because they were in the school that also, like, taught, you know, through Christian values and everything, and they said that the foster parents, or the adoptive parents, they said the kids were possessed. They were 3 and 5, that they were possessed, and so they rehomed them. They gave them back. And when they gave them back, or they didn't give them back, they gave them to someone else, and they gave them to a man that worked in their school, okay? And the man that worked in their school is now serving time for pedophilia. So it's like a network of pedophiles, and they hide behind this guise of, oh, we're good. We're a good family because I have a family. See, I'm married. We go to church, and we take care of our kids. We're so vigilant at taking care of our kids. We won't even let them into those bad public schools where they'll be harmed. We care so much about our kids. But when it really boils down to it, they don't. They don't care about the kids. They don't care about kids at all. Because, like, that other state rep, he just rehomed these 3 and 5-year-olds. You didn't want to give them a chance to try to change and give them a nice, safe environment where they felt like they could change. So it's like that. Things like this, CPS is under-regulating, at least in Arkansas, you know, with the Duggars and this other state rep. And the state rep also used his state rep power to push the adoption. So he wanted to hurry up and get those kids and then didn't want the kids, tried to exorcise them and gave them to a pedophile. So I would almost feel like CPS should investigate him to see what's going on with him and his kids in his home. Okay, let's see. It looks like I'm getting back into the studio, and I'll let you know when I'm back on all the social networks if that even happens. We'll see how being in the studio goes. Okay, I'm in. So if you have any commentary, you can call at 347-326-9598. So it's almost like they're not investigating them because they're religious, and maybe because they're famous, like the state rep, or like the Duggars, and the Jim Bob, he's been in politics in Arkansas as well. So why are these CPS investigations not panning out? Why are these people who fail to protect their kids, especially girls in their family, why isn't CPS looking at them harder? That's my big question. 347-326-9598. I'm logging back into Facebook, so feel free to leave a comment there, and I'll be on Twitter shortly if you prefer to contact me that way. So, yeah, I just don't get it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's that state. Maybe that particular state is just the agency there is just not, it doesn't function well. So, looks like I have some commentary on one of my posts. So, one of my Facebook followers, I'm just not sure if people are comfortable with me leaving names. So, when you leave a comment, if you do want me to state your name on there, let me know. But a follower, and you can always, if you're a follower, you can go there and check it out. But says that CPS preys on the weak and defenseless people who can't afford a lawyer, and therefore see themselves as having no alternative but to cooperate. And every action of cooperation with CPS involves handing them another weapon to use against you. Oh, that is so dead on. That is so dead on. Thank you for that comment. Because you have other cases where CPS is over-regulating. Okay. So you have this new phenomenon, I'll call it, called free-range parenting. And the free-range parenting is parents who basically think that people parent by through fear. They're always so scared to let their kid do anything. And just FYI, I'm back on Twitter, so if you have any commentary, @blamegirls with an S. So if you have any, the free range parenting movement, we're all taught to be scared of this, be scared of that, watch your kids. And you have this society of hypervigilant parents who have their children on leashes in public with them. So, and that's just one extreme. And, you know, I think back to my days, my best friend, she was like a free range kid. She was able, she had a key to her house in fourth grade. I was not a free range kid. I could ride to the school and back and maybe to the park and back. Very close, but nonetheless, I could do that. But I was not allowed to stay home by myself like my friend was. Everything was different all those years ago when I was being raised. But now this free range parenting phenomenon has brought about CPS getting all in parents' businesses who allow their kids to do things alone, like ride their bike from the park or, you know, walk. You know, we do have a childhood obesity epidemic, so that's not a bad idea. Kids just want to go plant in front of PlayStation, and these parents who are letting their kids walk home from the park, CPS is investigating them. And I did want to play I'm scared to do a link just because my computer's been acting so spooky this morning, but I wanted to play this video for you about a particular set of free-range parents who have had CPS involvement 3 times. They found neglect in 1 instance, and then those charges were later dropped. So thanks, CPS, for being over-vigilant here, and it's Maryland, so maybe it's just state by state. I don't know. Listen in.
Life's too short.
I forgot. Of course, there's going to be an ad. But it'll be over shortly. It's only about 5 more seconds. So here we go.
Relief and exception.
Daniel Mason has spent the last 6 months worried. After all, Child Protective Services has scrutinized the way she and her husband raised their kids.
You know, really, the case of insult injury.
The Macy's live in a quiet neighborhood just south, downtown Silver Spring. In 3 cases, their son and daughter, ages 6 and 10, were playing at neighborhood parks unsupervised. Each park is within a mile of the family home. To date, CPS has closed 2 cases, but the third remains open and active.
Surreal.
This mother, now preparing to sue, state of Maryland.
People need to be held accountable. Constitutional rights as parents and as a family were violated numerous times. Our children were illegally detained and, frankly, terrified. And that's not okay.
CPS, unable to speak to specific incidents, told us by email, were mandated to respond to all calls from the community and law enforcement concerning allegations of neglect of a child. Every case is investigated on its own merit with a full review of the circumstances.
One silver lining from this is I feel like my children have really learned that citizens in a free country can speak up for their rights, can challenge their government, and can actually make change. And sometimes the government actually makes it wrong.
Daniel Mateev is now planning on taking a 1-year sabbatical to write a book on the topic of what she calls hypervigilant paranoid parenting. She says she hopes it opens the eyes to her worst critics both here and across the nation.
All right, and that was a CNN video, which you can find that on my Facebook page. Blame Girl is my page, and I've posted that. But that's just, you know, one instance. And these parents, you know, I don't know how they had 3 investigations open. Once the first one, is it because everyone else is in their business? And then, you know, CPS does have to investigate every call that they get. Is that it? Is that because the Jacksons next door are like, ooh, their kids are walking home by themselves. That's not right. They should be raising their kids like me. Let me call the police. I don't understand. Is that why CPS overregulates? So they overregulated here. They found an instance of neglect. But you go over to Arkansas and nothing happened, and here we are finding out these parents are allowed to keep their kids in harm's way in this state. So, you know, another way CPS overregulates, and I have someone on my Facebook says, is it race? What part do you think it plays? And that is a great question, and I was just getting to that in my last one. And though the two instances I'm talking about don't have race played in it, I was going to get to that, so just sit tight. Marijuana. In states where marijuana is legal, parents are being arrested for having pot in the house and smoking pot in the house. Now, I did share a story on my Blame Girl page about I believe it was a Washington couple. Now, they're really testing the limits by giving their kid, fed it to them, marijuana, through some sort of peanut butter ball, but she's basically saying she'd rather give them that than any type of prescription drug. And then you have the parent in Texas in 2014 whose child was taken. They had a sick child in the home, and they admitted to smoking marijuana in the home at night. And CPS took their sick child away, put it in a foster home. First foster home, the dad was like, no, this place is not safe. There's like mildew and stuff everywhere. And then the next home, the kid ends up getting killed in and dying. So CPS also, in cases, fails. This was in Texas, so it was in the South as well, in Arkansas, you know, like Arkansas. But CPS, they fail. Even when they interfere, they're failing. So what's the problem? Maybe we just don't hear a lot of the good stories that where CPS actually helps. But playing off of that marijuana and moving the race, I think that happens all the time with black parents. You know, I think they'll take your kids away in a heartbeat. I think they really look for ways to try to take your kids away. Just because, you know, because of the system and the way the system's set up, people don't trust black people to do anything, not even raise their own kids right. So I definitely think CPS is over-vigilant when it comes to, they over-regulate with black parents. I definitely think that. They over-regulate when it comes to parents who use marijuana. They over-regulate when it comes to parents who want to raise their kids in a healthy lifestyle. So if you want to join the discussion, again, the number, I have just over 5 minutes left in the show, 347-326-9598. I'm going to go ask some more commentary. So I don't know if you heard that, but that's the part that I think race does play. I definitely think race plays a part because these systems that are set up to do things like this, like take your kids away and get you involved in the legal system, of course, they're aimed at minorities. They are more aimed at minorities. They're there to just protect the white population, but it's a way to control the black population. So I'll just go ahead and start using people's first name in case they're, you know, funny about having their name out. But Burke on my page says, predators look for weak prey, and weak prey tends to have certain visibly defining features. Race is pretty high on that list. I've seen plenty of poor whites get run through the same ringer. And yes, these families that I talked about are all white, the ones that they underregulate and overregulate. Except, you know, the ones about the black families don't really make the news as much. I've seen plenty of poor whites get run through the same ringer, but being black and poor is like having a target painted on your back. So true. You know, I don't make this kind of claim for all kinds of discrimination, but good free legal services could make a real difference here. Yeah, I agree. Or just an improvement in the already existing system. Like, what is it about CPS? You know, this is the whole big government, small government argument. What is it about CPS that they can't get the job right in some cases? And in some cases, they probably do save and rescue children, which I'm grateful for. And, you know, we pay for them with our tax dollars. Is this big, bad government, or is it just government? Government functions like that. It works and it doesn't. And you've got to try to fix it where it doesn't work and not just kill it completely. So because we do want CPS investigating these cult-like families that keep their kids at home all day and sweep all this sexual abuse under the rug, we do want CPS for reasons like that. But I don't need CPS picking on parents who let their kids exercise. That is a great idea. I like riding my bike around. Just, I know I'm an adult, but I, as an adult, I get it. That is a lifestyle. And if you get your kids started in that lifestyle early, they'll have those habits when they're older. And, you know, being a parent, you know, all you've got to do is try to keep your kid alive. And you could be doing everything right and it still might not work. Something could happen to your kids. But what we need CPS to do is protect children, and we need them investigating, you know, and being successful. There are 19 kids in the Duggar family. And yet a lot of them, well, not a lot of them, but several of them are out of the house, and the dude who molested the little girls are out of the house. But what are the likelihood, what are the chances of a family that size having that happen again? How are you going to handle it in the future? And then there's that point. I don't know that, you know, as a parent, I would want to report my kid to the police or, you know, but you've got to nip that in the bud. And I wouldn't, I can't say I know, I would know how to handle that properly, but I think that what was very improper is the places they took him to get it handled included help from other pedophiles. That was just ironic in its own. So, yeah, CPS overregulates and underregulates. Who's to blame? I think it's just basically, like I said, with government, government functions in a way that it works and it doesn't. And where it doesn't work, we have to fix it. So where we failed these girls in the Duggar family, we've got to fix that. And I don't care if it's in another state. You know, there's, I am sure, federal statutes and standards when it comes to CPS and governing those entities throughout the country. So we've got to get consistent. And we've also, in places where medical marijuana is legal, leave the parents alone. Although, like I said, the first parents, or even where it's not legal, leave the parents alone. Let, who cares if they smoke a little pot while they're in the house? It's better than, you know, you don't see CPS investigating moms who are popping pills, like, left and right. That's okay. You can take a pill of Vicodin or a Valium or whatever. And parent just fine, apparently, because it's, in quote, legal. So, yeah, we've just got to fix the system to where it is more consistent, and I think we have to do that on a national level, obviously. So thanks for tuning in. So if you want to reach me in the interim or give me any commentary, again, Facebook page, Blame Girl, on Twitter, and then I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Google Plus. I'm on blamegirl.com. That's my blog. I'll try to get something out this week because I know I've been trying to write at least once a month, and I think I may have skipped last month, so I'll try to get on that. But top priority is always my radio show, and I can't even do that consistently because of my day job. So, but we'll get there, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and until next week.